You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. I hope you're having a beautiful weekend, but I can tell you who may not be, and that is the new Democrat poster boy, Zohran Mamdani, the radical cultural Marxist socialist who just stunned the Democratic establishment by winning New York City's mayoral primary. Now, in many respects, we've talked about this several times this week. Even Democrat operatives are arguing that Mamdani is perhaps the single greatest gift that the Republicans could possibly be given right now, especially with the gubernatorial election coming up in New Jersey, precisely because he is the very definition of an 80-20 doom loop, right? He's all for open borders, mass amnesty, defunding the police. He's for disproportionately taxing white neighborhoods at higher rates than non-white neighborhoods. He's for reparations. He's for trans surgeries for minors. I mean, this guy is the very definition of an 80-20 doom loop, staking every single one of his political positions in the territory of the radical far left. Alas, it may turn out that his 15 minutes of fame turns out to be short-lived. We're now getting word that Attorney General Pam Bondi may be opening up an investigation into his visa process. Now, if you don't know, Mamdani has a long history of openly praising designated terrorist organizations like Hamas, as well as convicted terrorists like the Holy Land Five. These were five men convicted by federal courts of funneling over $12 million to Hamas. You can look them up, but they were, this is back in 2008. They were convicted for terrorism support, tax fraud, money laundering, and they received sentences, I think, from 15 to 65 years. Now, here's where the story gets even more explosive. Mamdani was advocating for these terrorists before his application to become a U.S. citizen. Now, when someone applies for U.S. citizenship using Form N-400, they must disclose any affiliations with terrorist organizations or groups that threaten national security. And so the question haunting Mamdani, as we speak, is, did he lie on his form? Did he disclose his public advocacy for Hamas and convicted terrorist financiers? Tennessee Congressman Andy Ogles has formally demanded that Attorney General Pam Bondi launch a full Department of Justice investigation into whether Mamdani fraudulently obtained his U.S. citizenship, specifically as to whether Mamdani may have procured U.S. citizenship through willful misrepresentation or concealment of material support for terrorism. And Representative Ogles, in his letter to Pam Bondi, specifically invoked federal law 8 U.S. Code 1451A, which allows for denaturalization proceedings when citizenship was obtained through fraud. But it gets even worse. Mamdani has recently refused multiple opportunities to denounce the terrorist rallying cry, Globalize the Intifada, which is a call to expand violent attacks on civilians in the United States and around the world. And even more shocking, according to multiple reports, Mamdani has actually previously himself chanted Globalize the Intifada at rallies, showing his open embrace of terrorist rallying cries. And when given chance after chance after chance to walk back these statements during his mayoral campaign, he doubled down. And he couched the rallying cry in cultural Marxist framing, claiming that it was a desperate plea for equality. So this falls right in line with his restorative justice approach to policing, the defund the police movement, which sees crime and criminality as a cry for help. Crime and criminality, according to these people, are what people do when they're exploited by a white supremacist capitalist system. So criminals are victims. And victims, those who support the white supremacist capitalist system, well, they're actually the real criminals. Now, I'm sure many of you have heard, but even President Trump himself has weighed in on all of this. I mean, at yesterday's press conference, he called Mamdani 100% communist lunatic. The New York Republican Club has formally requested that Trump invoke the Communist Control Act of 1954 to strip Mamdani's citizenship and promptly deport him. They're calling on White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller and Border Czar Tom Homan to take immediate action on this matter. And multiple Republican representatives are now piling on. Congresswoman Nancy Mace has posted polls asking if Mamdani should be denaturalized and deported. Representative Mike Collins, he's calling for bringing back the House Un-American Activities Committee to investigate him. And Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has posted an AI-generated image of the Statue of Liberty wearing a burqa.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Now, there are several layers of analysis here. First and foremost, legal experts are now weighing in on whether the federal government actually has grounds to strip Mamdani of his citizenship. Under current law, citizenship can be revoked if someone obtained it through fraud or deliberate misrepresentation, particularly by hiding criminal or extremist affiliations. So the federal government would need to prove in federal court that Mamdani deliberately concealed material support for terrorism, that he failed to disclose relevant associations during the naturalization process, and that he made willful misrepresentations on his N-400 form. So given his documented praise for Hamas financiers just 1 year before his citizenship, combined with his refusal to denounce terrorist slogans, Republican legal scholars believe they actually have a very strong case. So yes, it does appear clearly doable that Mamdani can get his citizenship revoked as per these legal protocols. As for the Democrat Party, simply put, the timing of this guy could not be possible. It could not be worse. I think this is basically the political primary version of illegal migrants standing on top of burning cars, waving Mexican flags. It's an optics disaster. Democrat operatives are admitting this is a disaster. The New York Times did everything they could to dissuade New Yorkers from voting for Mamdani. And again, we've got to remember, they're doing this at a time when the National Democrat Party is polling the lowest it has ever polled when it comes to immigration border security. So this is just further pouring oil on that fire. And you have to wonder how many Democrat operatives are behind the scenes rooting for Mamdani's downfall. They wanted Andrew Cuomo. The Democrat establishment knows that Mamdani's 80-20 doom loop will only further doom the Democrat Party. So you got to wonder how much of this call to strip him of his citizenship is actually being initiated by establishment Democrats behind the scenes. Thirdly, I think this scandal perfectly illustrates why President Trump's immigration policies are so crucial. The old saying rings true. If you import the third world, you get third world problems. You get third world politics. This is a guy who comes from a pampered, wealthy trust fund background, but who openly became a citizen a few years ago. And now he wants to tear down the very nation that embraced him. Open borders, as it turns out, only ends up opening our nation to those who ultimately want to destroy it. And border czar Tom Holman has already promised that he's going to double down. He's going to triple down on sanctuary cities like New York. And I think that with the citizenship scandal exploding, expect the Trump administration to make Mamdani a poster child for why we need stronger immigration enforcement. These are not the people we want to be importing, those who are so ridiculously ungrateful, indeed, utterly resentful towards us, our nation, our heritage, and our traditions. So where do we go from here? Well, Attorney General Pam Bondi now faces enormous pressure to launch a formal investigation if the DOJ finds evidence that Mamdani concealed material support for terrorism during his naturalization process. Denaturalization proceedings could begin immediately. If Mamdani's citizenship is revoked, that would bar him from running for mayor. It would not automatically deport him. He would revert back to being a permanent resident. But however, that would make him vulnerable to deportation proceedings, especially given his documented support for terrorist organizations. So we'll obviously stay tuned into all of this, because this scandal appears to be just getting started. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button to stay updated on all the latest developments. And let me know in the comments what you think should happen to Mamdani. Should he be stripped of his citizenship? Should he get deported? What do you think? The evidence is mounting, and justice may finally be coming. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.